going on, everyone? Welcome to the One Man's Opinion Podcast. I am your host, Noah Gillian. So happy you decided to join in today. It is the 11th of September, 2021. Just wanted to take a quick shout out to all the first responders on 9/11. Wanted to thank them for their service on that day. But we are here today to recap another great week in sports and also a little look ahead. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about week one in the NFL and go through some of those games. Welcoming back to the program, Nick Jackson. What is going on, brother?
How you doing, man?
Ready to go. But we have a special guest, Nick, joining us today, and that will be first time on the program, Chris Solomy. What's going on, Chris? How you doing?
My guy, I got the call up, man. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, let's do it, bro.
I had to bring him on.
You know what I'm saying? Football Eve, 9/11. I love it, bro.
So without further ado, let's just get right into it, honestly. So I kind of wanted to go through some of the games that are intriguing, at least from a real life perspective, and you know, just from a betting perspective as well, we can get into. But so let's honestly just go right through them. We'll start off with Arizona and Tennessee, two of the teams with the fastest pace last year. Got a lot of plays in. Definitely going to be looking at the over in this game. It's a three-point spread with Tennessee favored there. So, Nick, I'll swing it to you first. Titans, Cardinals, what are you expecting out of this game? And potentially a
points.
Pick if you got one.
Yeah, definitely points. I actually don't have a pick. It's a great number at three. If I had to put some money, I'd probably take the Titans. Just because they're going to control the clock. It depends on how many points they really go up and down the field with. But, like, they have the potential to control the clock with the running game. But neither defenses are particularly impressive. But, I mean, good quarterback play. Lots of weapons everywhere, dude. Lots of points potentially can be scored. That's why I said immediately I'd also bet the over more than anything else. The over is on the slate, dude. The over is on the slate for Sunday.
I'm all in with that. Honestly, I think Tennessee is going to handle the Cardinals pretty well just because I don't really see much with the Cardinals defense. Chris, are you kind of agreeing with me and Nick with the Titans call, or do you think the Cardinals got a little juice in them?
I'm with you, man, especially adding Julio. I think it's going to be a lot of points from that Titans offense, and I don't know. Cardinals, I don't know about them this year. It's just a lot of nonsense in preseason and stuff like that. So we'll see what happens. But I got the Titans in this one as well.
Yeah, I think the over is definitely going to be the route we're taking for this game. But yeah, like we said, fast pace, expecting a lot of scoring in that game. Next game, I did really want to touch on another really good game. Seattle actually traveling to Indianapolis to face the Colts. Obviously, Carson Wentz will be starting for the Indianapolis Colts against Russell Wilson and the Seahawks.
Yeah, what is your thoughts on that?
That's what I want to know, too.
Talk about Kona's underdog of the week. On Thursday, she was like, yo, listen, Indianapolis Colts plus 2.5 at home. That's who we're taking. So I'm like, all right, I got to go with it. I mean, you think about it. Carson Wentz and Quentin Nelson both had preseason surgery on their foot. Both should be healthy for the game. So, you know, whatever you thought about the Colts coming into the year, I think the injuries hopefully are in the rear view. But I don't know. I think at home week one, I think they just are in a really good spot here to get the win, if not cover the 2.5. I am scared of Russ a little bit, but I don't know. The Colts defense is just ridiculous. And I think if Jonathan Taylor gets on a roll, you know, if they can play ball control, keep it away from Russ, I think the Colts are the kind of team that are built to play with Seattle. What do you guys kind of think about that? I'll swing to you first, Nick.
Oh, that I'm riding the Seahawks all the way. Russ early in the season. He's got a lot of weapons. He's happy with what he's got. The line's a little bit better. Chris Carson, if he stays healthy, he's going to get a lot of carries, dude. I'm on. And, you know, I'm a Russell Wilson guy, too. Like, that's my guy. I'm probably going with the Seahawks. I mean, the Seahawks defense definitely is not what it was.
It's not great. Come on it's now. It's not great.
It's good, but it's not great by any means. But I kind of feel the same way about Indianapolis.
Yeah, I feel what you. Chris, break the tie here. What do you think about this game?
I'm in on the Colts, but not this week. Not this week, bro. Like, just not enough reps in the preseason. I think they'll get there, but not enough reps in the preseason with everybody healthy. I think, you know, T.Y. out and then, you know, went on and off in the preseason.
Yeah, who plays receiver for them?
Zachary Pascal, I believe, and Michael Pittman.
Don't sleep on Michael Pittman.
You know, Mo Alley-Cox might catch a touchdown, though, but, you know, I don't But so yeah, give me the Hawks this week, bro.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Definitely.
And like, I think they cover that spread like kind of aggressively.
I'm with Nick on that.
Okay, that's fair. I definitely think the lack of reps in the preseason is a great point because
I don't know Naheem Himes though. It's got paid. So shout out to Naheem Himes.
Week one 18 hero.
$18 million for 3 years, $18 million. Shout out to him, man.
Yeah, getting his bag, getting his saving it up and everything. So he'll be locked in. Next game, Chris, Chargers and the football team. What are we thinking here, man?
You know, I'm interested in this one, man, because we got some weapons out there. I wish Curtis Samuel was playing. I love him, but you know,
it's on the IR.
But I know.
Yeah, that's tough.
I'm also like, I'm really interested to see the Chargers defense. I love Derwin James, so he's first time back in like what, a year and a half now, so. You know, I think that the Washington football team got it this year, got it this week. But I like the minus one. I think that's the play. But at home, 1 o'clock game, Chargers come across the country. Give me that one.
It could be tough. Yeah, Nick, what are you thinking about that game?
Yeah, like I'm a well-known Fitzpatrick hater, dude. I really don't like Fitzpatrick at all. But I agree. Chargers coming across the country, 1 o'clock. The football team have.
Thank you.
One of the better defenses in the league, dude. Pass rush, unbelievable. So yeah, 1 point. If you're gonna pick a spread, I'd like the home team minus one, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Honestly, I kind of think it could be a sneaky under here. Like you were kind of talking about, Nick. No Curtis Samuel. I think Mike Williams for the Chargers is going to miss this game. Eckler's coming in with a hammy. You know, obviously that Washington front is ridiculous.
And yeah, the front seven.
Chargers. Yeah, exactly. And Chargers, you said with Derwin James, Chris, like he's an absolute menace. And then, you know, they got Joey Bosa still there. You know, I think they got Melvin Ingram still there. Or I don't know if he went to a different team or not, but either way, Chargers still got a pretty solid defense, so I'm really interested in that game. I think it's gonna be a real fun one. Next on the 1 o'clock slate, probably one of the biggest games on the 1 o'clock slate: the Steelers and the Bills. Honestly, for this game, this might just be a stay away for me and just enjoy the product on the field because you got the Buffalo at 6.5 point favorites. You got an over under at 48.5. You know, I like the offenses for both teams, but you know, I'm interested to see kind of how Pittsburgh shakes it out because obviously they picked Najee Harris in the first round. Obviously they have that trio of ridiculous wide receivers. Ben Roethlisberger looks healthy. You know, if I had a lean, I'd probably take Buffalo, but I've been rising on the Steelers. So I'll swing it to you first here, Chris, about this game. But what are you kind of seeing here?
I like the Steelers, man. 6.5. I'm seeing 7 some places too. Like I like the Steelers, man. I think they get back to running the football this year. Big Ben's not throwing that thing 50 times this game, man. I don't know if they win, but I do think they cover. Yeah, give me Steelers in this one, man.
Yeah, that's a lot of points. That's a lot of points. So I don't know. I mean, it's opened at 6. It's at 6.5 now, Nick. I mean, it's too many points, or what do you think?
That's a lot of points, man. Like,
it's a lot of points.
Week one. Like, I kind of would have to take the 7 points if it's at 7, especially. Yeah. Oh man, It's a guaranteed bet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I like the Steelers. I mean, I do think that there's definitely holes. The line is not great. Not great at all. But Najee Harris, he looked good in the preseason. He's going to get 20, 25 touches. The receivers are good. Ben Roethlisberger, hopefully he won't have to work too hard. So I think they can hang around in a lot of games. Like, I don't think that hanging with Buffalo is out of their own possibilities for them.
And just for reference, Bills actually hosted the Steelers last year and were a 2-point favorite. So, you know, take with that what you will. Now 6.5-point favorite over the Steelers. I honestly think the Steelers got a little better. A lot of reasons what you guys said. So I could be taking the Steelers there. You guys might be talking me into taking some points. You know, I might just have to throw them in the freaky 1 o'clock teaser, but that's just how we'll get down. So we'll move on from that game. Got a couple other 1 o'clock games that are a little less interesting. So we'll just talk about the big 1 o'clock matchup, the Philadelphia Eagles going to the Atlanta Falcons. Honestly, I'm pretty amped up for the game. I think the Falcons are not very good, and the Eagles potentially. I'm not even gonna go there. I'm not gonna get hyped up or anything. But I think they could be pretty solid this year, mainly just because the offensive line and defensive line. So I think they should do well here. I'm gonna be taking the 3.5 points. It is a 48 point over under. So a lot of people expecting a higher scoring game here. And I'll swing it to you first, Nick. You got a lean here, or what are you thinking with that line?
This would be my fat stay away of the weekend. If there was one, I don't like either team. like, I don't even know if I'd want to watch the game. I probably will because I'm interested. But like, it's both teams have a lot of holes to me.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
You said the line's 3.5.
3.5. And the hook is 2.5 earlier, but I think. It got bet. It was at 3, bet down to 2.5, and now it's swinging back up to 3.5. So,
yeah, like as a fan and investment bet, that hook is nice. Like I'm in with you, man.
So but, yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be a high scoring game. That you know, you got Kyle.
Yeah, Pitts, I think Calvin Ridley can win.
Calvin Ridley.
You know, I hitch my fancy wagon to Kyle Pitts. Let's do it.
Noah Gill. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Man. Let's go. Give me the birds, bro. Come on, man. That's what
Give me
saying.
The birds, man. I think the birds have a good year. You know I love a black-owned business. Come on now, man. Jalen Hurts, Miles Sanders. I like Jalen Reagor a lot this year, too. I like Jalen Reagor a lot Thank this you. Year. And I just – I'm not a Falcons believer right now, man. I just
think whenever you get in on the Falcons and you decide to ride with them, then they just crash and burn. but I'll be interested to see. I'm happy you said that about Reagor, just because I think Devontae Smith kind of coming in will take a lot of pressure off him, especially being a first round pick last year, pick right before Justin Jefferson. You know, I think it'll be a good call. So, not really any other great games. I did just want to touch on the Vikings Bengals matchup real quick, because I do think the Vikings are actually a really intriguing team, and I kind of wanted to see what you guys thought about that. But I think number one, their defense is going to be a lot better. Justin Jefferson kind of coming into his own. Obviously, they still have Cook, Thielen. I obviously betting on Captain Kirk, not just for week one, but for the year, is definitely not a great strategy. But I wanted to kind of see what you guys thought. I'll come to you first, Chris, about the Vikings. What do you kind of see for them last year? Only 7-9 last year, but I think there's some room for improvement.
I agree with you. I think the defense is going to be much, much better. You know, it's hard for me as a Washington football team fan to get behind any Kirk Cousins-led team. However, Dalvin Cook is really good at football. Justin Jefferson is also really good at football. I think the Vikings will be better this year. That's all I'll give you on that. I'm not getting too much into a Kirk Cousins-led football team, but
I mean, I'm pretty sure their defense was bottom five in the league last year, so nowhere to go but up. But what are you thinking about this just the Vikings in general, and then if you wanted to talk about the matchup a little bit with the Bengals in week one, what are you thinking?
Yeah, like, I definitely think there's definitely more reasons to be optimistic about the Vikings this year than last year. But for me, I'm more interested in the Bengals in the matchup than the Vikings.
Yep.
See Joe Burrow play again. Mm-hmm. They decide to go receiver instead of offensive line in the first round. So now they've got Chase, Tyler Boyd, and Higgins. It's a lot of receivers.
It's a lot of weapons.
If Mixon's healthy. So I want to see what that looks like, especially because this is how many years in for the coach? Two or three.
I'm not sure exactly.
Two or three, yeah.
Quick check. Well, however many years it's been, they've all been bad.
Three. Not bad.
Okay.
However many years it's been, they've all been bad. So
that's true. He doesn't have a good record.
Yeah, so I'm just interested in what it's going to look like for them more so than the Vikings. I mean, the Vikings are going to be run heavy. You kind of know what you're going to get with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just think like they were 7-9 last year with a terrible defense. So I could just see them, you know, maybe being one of those teams that gets into the playoffs after missing it last year. But I like what you said too about the Bengals. I think they're going to be explosive offensively because their defense is definitely not there yet. And like you mentioned about their receivers, you know, Ja'Marr Chase, once he starts playing football again, is going to get back into the flow. So he'll start to cook as the season goes on. You know, the other 1 o'clock matchups, Jacksonville and Houston, we don't need to spend much time there. Jets, Carolina, interesting revenge game for Sam Darnold, but, you know, that's going to be one
over.
That, you know, you just
sneaky over, I think. Sneaky okay. over. 45 points.
44. Okay. Yep. Yeah.
Sneaky over, man.
I like it.
I like Sam Darnold, Robbie Anderson, and DJ Moore. And I think the Jets not gonna be bad this year either. I was all in on the Jets last year.
They certainly won't be good.
They're not gonna be good, but they'll put up some points this year. I like Zach Wilson.
Yeah, I was just about to say we could take a minute or two to talk here because I kind of like Zach Wilson. I wanted to kind of see what you guys thought. I kind of like him, so I'll come to you first, Chris, so I can get a little confirmation bias about Zach Wilson.
I like him, man. I think he's tough. I think he actually fits New York well. I think they got some decent guys on the outside too with Corey Davis and Elijah Moore. And I like Mohamed Salah too. I think he fits that culture, or he's gonna build the culture and he fits the city of New York. So I think I like the Jets this year. I don't know if they made the playoffs, but I think they make strides this year.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna make the playoffs at all, but I just like what I'm seeing from Zach Wilson, not even from what he's done, just from like the eye test, like of the arm he has and everything. What are you not liking about him, Nick?
Well, you know, I'm not the one to talk to you about anything Jets.
Yeah, I know. I know. You know. Come on, I was just saying.
I mean, I think so far he's had moments where he looked really good. He's had moments where he's looked really, really bad. Mm-hmm. And in camp, from what we hear, I hear a lot more bad stories than good stories. So I don't know. I don't think the line is going to be very good, which doesn't help a young quarterback. And then the defensive head coach, which probably is what they needed, but that also doesn't help a young quarterback.
Nope.
But I'm just also just personally not interested at all in Zach Wilson.
Okay.
We'll always be a little bit salty. He went ahead of Justin Fields.
All right, that's a conversation for another podcast, which I'm sure we'll get into. But let's move into the later window of games here. One of the other games of the weekend here, Kansas City and Cleveland, rematch of the semifinals in the AFC last year. So yeah, I'll come to you first, Nick, about this game. You know, Kansas City 5.5 point favorites, 54.5 over under. What do you think about this game?
I think that over and under is a really high number.
Mm-hmm.
Like I might be in on the under on that.
Wow. People are behind you. 53% of the money on the under, 71% of the total bets are on the over. So a lot more money on the under.
I don't know. That's a lot of points. But I think that's going to be a really entertaining game. It might be the most fun game of the week. Mm-hmm. It's always exciting to see the Chiefs play. So that's going to be great. I'm an Odell guy, so I'm going to be happy to see how he looks. I like Landry. I like the running backs. Still not particularly sold on Baker Mayfield, but he can win you games, and that's what you need. He can win you. He can win you playoff games. I think it's built to be a good matchup. Oh, and the defense is going to be good.
Exactly. I mean, you're looking at probably one of the most talented rosters in the league in Cleveland. Yeah. I mean, you're just being honest, defense, at offense.
Almost
like,
every position.
Exactly. One of the best offensive lines, one of the best defenses now that they address their secondary and obviously skill position players that, you know, going crazy. What do you think about this game there? Or Chris?
I like the Chiefs. I'm not in on the Browns. They're going to have to prove. I know they were good last year, but I think you're right. They have one of the most talented rosters in the league, except for at one position. And I think we all know what position that is. So I'll leave it at that. Leave it at that. But give me the Chiefs in this one. I think they win this one going away at home too.
Mm-hmm.
First game since the Super Bowl loss.
It's going to be electric.
Yeah. Gonna be electric.
Arrowhead is gonna be popping off. So I 5.5. I do kind of like that. I think they'll win by probably a touchdown or more. So I like that pick, Nick. Here we go, baby. Giants.
Yes.
Broncos. Yes. I'm just gonna give you the floor.
Oh man. Well, can you give me the over under?
Do you even want to know?
Because I'll bet almost anything. I'd still take the under, no matter how low the number is.
It's 42.
42. That's 21 points apiece. No shot there's that many points scored in this game. There's no way. You're looking at maybe a 17-14 football game.
Oh, just a good old-fashioned football game here.
Oh, my goodness. It's going to be like they're playing in the mud, dude. I'm trying to tell you. This is not going to be fun to watch, and I'm excited to tune in for every minute of it.
Okay. Broncos 3-point favorites here.
Oh, my goodness. No way. There's no way that the Broncos beat us week one. I'm taking the money line. I'm glad you let me know.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The Giants, the one thing to look forward to, which is actually a very strange thing to say, is the defense is going to be very good. I don't know if the offensive line is going to be able to hold up for us to move the ball at all. And if Kenny Golladay is going to stay healthy to play 10 games. But defensively, our defensive backfield is really good. Leonard Williams is fun to watch. Linebackers are good. So that is something I'm excited to say. And I haven't been able to say that for I don't know how long. Oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, they showed a lot of improvement last year, at least from the defensive side of the ball. Still not really sold on Danny Dimes. But you know,
no one is. Yeah, until Thanksgiving.
Back, yeah, exactly. But Saquon back healthy, that'll be a good thing for the Giants. Chris, you interested in this game at all, or is this a stay away for you?
I mean, I'm interested in it. We'll see what my boy Teddy Two Gloves can do this weekend. But I'm more interested to see kind of what the result is and how the game plays out. I wouldn't put any money on it, but you know, I think it'll be a defensive struggle. I like games like that, so we'll see.
Okay. Yeah, dude, I'm in on the Broncos defense. You know, especially with Von Miller back, I think they're going to be a lot better group for Denver. So got a couple more games here. Green Bay and New Orleans. Going to be at the Super. Actually, it's not going to be at the Superdome. It's going to be taking place in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Green Bay and New Orleans. Crazy dynamic to that game. New Orleans, if I'm reading this right from the Action app, opened as 2.5-point favorites. That can't be right. Either way, Green Bay is currently sitting at 3.5-point favorites. Chris, let me get a quick take from you on this game. New Orleans, we think Green Bay is probably going to be, you know, the same Green Bay that was last year. They returned a lot of players. You know, what are you seeing from this game and then New Orleans?
They returned the player, and that's Davante Adams, best wide receiver in the league, first of all. Let's put that out there. I got the Packers in this one. I got that. Okay. I mean, I love the Saints. We'll see what happens with my boy
Jameis. No,
Mr. 30 for 30. I got the Packers in this one. Yeah, just too many factors. Saints going on the road for a home game. Packers kind of know what they have. I think, and their defense is pretty good too. And so we'll see.
It's going to be sneaky because I think them, Kamara is going to get a lot of touches and he's probably one of the best players in the league. Mm. So they're still going to have, one of the X factor weapons in the league. So
for sure.
You're not going to be able to count them out too often. Defense is still pretty good, but I do agree with you. I think Green Bay definitely takes the cake here. What do you think about this game there?
Yeah, it's I think that Jameis is actually going to be interesting to watch. But the Saints don't have the receivers at all right now to try. Like, if you want to play with the Packers, you're going to have to score points. Mm-hmm. Like, it is what it is. And I don't know that the Saints are going to be able to score points. So, yeah, I agree with you guys. I'd go Packers, no doubt about it.
Okay. I like it. I like it there, too. So, that's just going to send to the last afternoon game. Pretty interesting one here. Dolphins and Patriots. Two teams who have turned their franchises over fully to former Alabama quarterbacks. And I'll come to you first, Chris. Tua versus Mac Jones, New England versus Miami. What are you thinking here? And then if you want to give any thoughts on the teams too.
I hate betting against the Patriots, but they're going against the Patriots. But I like the Dolphins in this one, man. Like,
okay, 3.5-point underdogs there. 3.5-point underdogs.
Yeah, I love the hook too. But I think Tua's second year, this is his coming out part tomorrow, I think. A lot of weapons in that offense. Miles Gaskin, Jalen Waddle. And I think they just – I think they have a coming out party tomorrow. I think Tua does his thing. I like that defense too in Miami. So, give me the Dolphins. And I'm interested to see what the Patriots look like on the year. I think they do get back to that Patriot way. I think they have a good season this year, even with Mac as a rookie quarterback. It'll definitely be interesting.
Okay. Yeah, everything I've been hearing about Mac Jones has been good. So I'm interested to see there. Patriots obviously bringing back a lot of defensive players. Nick, are you kind of with Chris? You think Dolphins are kind of taking over here, or you think New England is gonna get back off?
I'm really interested in this game. I do think that the Dolphins right now, I think I know more about what the Dolphins are going to look like. I'm not particularly sold on Tua quite yet, but I like what they have around him. And the defense is really good. The Patriots are interesting to me only because I've assumed Cam was going to be the starter all this time. And in free agency, they went and got the big tight ends. And I assumed, all right, they got the big quarterback. They're going to be run heavy. He's going to run the ball. They're going to use Cam. Mac Jones is not that. It's going to be a completely different outlook. So I'm interested to see what kind of offense they have tailor-made for Mac Jones. Because it's got to be – it's completely different from what you have tailor-made for Cam Newton.
Yeah, like everything changes when you switch from Cam Newton to Mac Jones. Because, everything out of Mac is he could sling that ball. He can put it where it needs to be on the money, on time. Cam, looked good this preseason with his arm, but what Cam's bringing to the table. He's running the rock. Inside the five, it's Cam. I'm actually really interested in Damian Harris this year, more from a fantasy perspective, but definitely still for, just NFL standpoints. I think he's a great running back, and, I think he's going to prove a lot of things going on here. So, but definitely going to be a really interesting game that all three of us are going to have our eyes on here. So we'll wrap up the pod with the two night games. We'll start with Sunday night first, Chicago and the Los Angeles Rams. I'm just going to start off real quick. I think it's a great call starting Dalton against the Rams. You don't need to put Justin Fields under that constant pressure from Aaron Donald. Mm-hmm. Let him watch the speed of the game up close in regular season before he gets in there. And I'll come to you first, Nick, about this game. You like the Dalton. I know you're a Fields guy, through and through. But What do you think about this game and Chicago's decision?
I completely agree with you, man. His first game does not need to be Aaron Donald, especially just with so many questions on their offense as it is. You can't set him up for failure like that. No. I think the Rams probably win the game pretty handily. I think
8-point spread here, Rams favorites.
And I don't like big numbers like that, but I'll probably take the 8.
Yeah.
Andy Dalton's just not it. I'm not a huge Matt Stafford fan, but he's never had this kind of weapons around him as far as receivers. And the Rams they're good every year. The Rams are good every year. Mm-hmm. So I have no reason to believe they're not going to be good.
Yep. Good coaching translates year to year. And I think that, you know, the Rams have some of the best coaches in the league. Chris, you kind of think that Chris think the same thing.
I do. I think the Rams are a sneaky Super Bowl to make a sneaky Super Bowl run, man. They had pretty much everybody from that Super Bowl run outside of Todd Gurley and Aaron Donald. That defense is really, really, really good. So, I like Stafford this year with Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods. I think Van Jefferson makes some strides this year. Losing Cam Akers hurts, but I like the Rams a lot this year, and especially on Sunday night when I think they really get after Andy Dalton.
It's going to be an interesting game. I'm honestly thinking maybe a sneaky under here. Bears, good defense, Khalil Mack, and the Rams might literally have the two best defensive players in the league on their team, and Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald. So it could be a sneaky under, but, you know, I'm definitely excited for that game. Definitely excited to see Stafford with the Rams. I'm a little bit higher on him than Nick is, but, you know, I think they're going to be, you know, explosive and everything. So I think we're all in agreement there. The Rams are definitely the pick. And then let's finish it up with the Monday night game. Ravens and Vegas. I mean, my goodness. The Ravens are dropping like flies.
Yeah, what's left of the Ravens?
I mean, they're signing people off the street. Le'Veon Bell, Devontae Freeman. I mean, we think it's a 2015 fantasy draft with who they're picking up. Latavius Murray. All this stuff is going crazy. So I'll swing it to you first, Chris, about this one. I mean, first off, just give me like a quick take on the Ravens and then a quick take on the game against the Raiders as well.
I don't know, man. I didn't like the preseason, all preseason. I didn't love what I was seeing from the Ravens. And then, you know, to have this happen with the running back situation and Marcus Peters going down, I don't know. I'm interested to see what I think. Mark Andrews has a great day Monday night. I don't think, you know, I'm not sure. I think 4 is a lot on the road without all those guys. So I can see the Raiders maybe covering that. I also think the Raiders will be, I think that defense will be better this year. I think Henry Ruggs makes a step, takes some strides this year. It'll be interesting. I'm interested to see how this game plays out. But I do like Latavius Murray, though, on that once he gets going and gets acclimated to that Ravens offense. I like him a lot in that system. But definitely we'll see. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely think Latavius has probably shown he's a competent, you know, starting running back most recently out of all three of the guys they kind of picked up. But I love the point you made. I think the Raiders offensively are actually going to be pretty solid this year with Waller, Ruggs, I think he's going to take another step. Brian Edwards, South Carolina second-year player.
And Jacobs and Kenyon Drake, like that's Jacobs not a bad backfield right there.
And they actually hit the over in 13 of their 16 games last year, which when I heard that, I was listening to a podcast earlier, I heard that, and I really couldn't believe it because of their offense last year. But I'll just swing it to you, Nick. Final thoughts kind of on this game, the Ravens, and what you're saying there.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. They I think the Ravens probably win the game. I do think 4 might be a little bit much. I think the Ravens we get on Monday night is not going to be the Ravens we see 4 or 5 weeks from now. I think it's unfortunate all the injuries just because, like, the guys that got hurt are players that like were really key players for them. And even still, the receiver Bateman, who they drafted, they
don't.
So yeah, it's, I mean, I honestly forgot about the Marcus Peters injury too. I was thinking more from the offensive side of the ball, but Marcus Peters going down is a huge, huge loss for the Baltimore Ravens. Honestly, with this game, I mean, I agree with you guys a little bit. I think the Raiders are probably the play just with the points, you know, being home, 4-point home underdog. You know, I think they're going to pack this stadium out, which should be, I think, the first game packed out in Vegas since they moved. So going to be interesting to see there. But that is going to kind of wrap up our week one preview there. And yeah, that's gonna kind of put a bow on the show for here. Please hit that subscribe button if you guys enjoyed what we talked about today. Also, if you enjoyed the podcast as a whole, please leave a 5-star review on the platform you're listening to. It really mean a lot and help the podcast reach new audiences. Only takes a couple seconds, so if you guys wouldn't mind to hit that little 5-star, would be big for me and for the podcast. If you want to follow us on social media, check the description below for all three of our handles as well as the show's account. I hope you all enjoyed, and I can't wait to see you back here again next time. I am your host, Noah Gillian, but hey, this is just one man's opinion.